This is the help cast for use of language and characterization, which is lesson two of our unit one, text two, which is Equus by Peter Schaffer. We'll have zipped through in class and you will have been given a worksheet with some key words, and then the second page, the resources that you need. If we look at the use of language, so use of language stays in the grid. We're only focusing on two characters this time rather than three. Notice on the grid when it mentions Dysart, it does say focusing on his opening monologue, and for Alan, focusing on his monologue, scene 13. Those statements need to be there so your examiner knows you're only going to focus on one monologue for each of them. Key line, you will have picked those key lines with your peers in the class, and it doesn't really matter what the key lines are because they're not included in the word count. They need to be lines that you can talk about in meaning. Please remember, meaning is more important than practical exploration, so it's slightly more words for meaning, slightly less for practical exploration. You could pick anything, so it's quite hard for me to give examples. We might have, you see, I'm lost. The thing is, I'm desperate. My horsepower, if you like. Or things like overworked psychiatrist, all reined up in old language and old assumptions. The doubts have been there for years, piling up steadily. Only the extremity of this case has made them active. Key lines really that point to the character of Dysart being overworked and under stress. He, for meaning, he's held up in a life he doesn't want to live. He's jealous of the extremity of the case. He's reined up metaphorically in his own mediocrity. He's reined up metaphorically by his job, by his position in society, and by his loveless marriage. He uses paroxysmal statements to portray anger and frustration, how cross he is about his trapped life. There's lots of short sentences suggesting irrational thinking, lots of sort of staccato delivery. He says one thing to an audience, but in his head, he's already moved on to the next thing he wants to talk about. There's a lot of use of questions, indicative of stress, questioning his ability, questioning where he is in his profession. He knows he's in a metaphorical fight with Alan for supremacy. He feels defeated at times, so that staccato delivery will change to a legato pace to show that he's giving up. He talks about the horses a lot in the speech to show that he has a fascination with them and not just Alan. And that needs to be about 60 words. Then you move on to practical application, and it starts with that statement. I explored this monologue using Cicely Berry's punctuation shift. And what will punctuation shift give you? It will help you understand and discover that his speech patterns are non-sequitur, that they are dissipated. The only time that he flows in a little bit of length is when he's talking about the horses. Dissipated, confused feelings. When I employed Lecoq's rows of efforts, it helped me understand the balance between doubt and knowledge. Push being dominant, bossing people about, but the pull, talking about himself, showing his insecurities, being dismissive. Alan. The quotes you pick for Alan are going to be quotes that kind of celebrate the horse, and there's a sort of sensual, not as in sexual, but sensual as in appealing to the senses in the way that he describes the horses, the way their necks twist and sweat, and the sweat shines in their folds, and the horse isn't dressed, it's the most naked thing you saw, and Mum wouldn't understand, I bet all cowboys are orphans. There's a lot of use of ellipses. It reveals his consideration and acknowledgement of what he's saying. He's reflecting, he's thinking, and occasionally breaks off his thoughts. His thoughts are incomplete. He doesn't want to reveal everything. He's secretive. He knows what Dysart's doing and is talking, and then just fades away because he doesn't want that truth to come out. He wants to be free. He wants to escape from his restrictive and barred life. He wants to live a life similar to cowboys, being free with their horses. They are both, Dysart and Alan, restricted by society's influence. The sensual lexis suggests the power of Equus coming through and his admiration for horses. Employing Lecoq's 10 attitudes allowed me to understand the grace and the ritual and the sensual, S-E-N-S-U-A, the sensual nature of the monologue. And it might be something through the forward feint. I'm supplicating myself. I'm bowing down to the horses. I'm embracing the horses and becoming one with the horses, bonding with it. I might use caesuras when I'm delivering those lines to emphasize my longing to be free. That's use of language. So 60 approximately words for meaning, less words, 40 for practical application. Characterization. When I first played the characters of Dora, Dysart and Dalton in a press conference, tell me initially what you discovered. Use those Laban choreology words. Dora's Laban efforts might be indirect, light but bound, nervous, holding tension in her shoulders, maintaining a throat resonance to betray distress. What was her shadow gesture? Maybe something to do with the crucifix. What does that communicate to an audience? Dysart is going to be much more direct and heavy and bound with a lower resonance to show what. What does that lower resonance communicate to an audience? What shadow gesture are you giving to Dysart? He's nervous, he's agitated, he wants a cigarette, he feels a little superior. So pick something that shows that. You'll use Hethcott's layers of meaning. Action, motivation, investment, model, stance. What do you understand using them about Dysart? Maybe about how stressful his job is and the expectations that he has to meet. We'll do Katie Mitchell's 360-degree view of the office. And this is you not just going off into a design thing, but telling me what objects he have in his office and therefore what they tell us about his personality. Maybe everyone else's files are filed neatly. Alan's are scattered on his desk, showing how out of control he is with this case. There's an overflowing ashtray. What does that tell me? The photo of his wife is face down. What does that communicate about his marriage? Remember, his fascination is with ancient Greece. So what objects would he have in his office that remind him of ancient Greece? There's a dying pot plant in the corner. His dying marriage, his infertile marriage. You'll then talk about his inners and his outers and his tension points. Remember to tell me why you have given those to him. And then lastly, you'll finish characterization with two Laban effort graphs. One that you can do now, one you will do later. One is for Dysart at the start of Act 1. The second is for Dysart at the start of Act 2. Everything I've said to you is on the worksheet. All the help is there. And I hope this helpcast is also useful. That's use of language and characterization. Use of language can be a little bit more note for me. Characterization needs to flow like a mini essay.